Hello and welcome to the Website and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Google is beginning to see the repercussions of its recent extremist advert controversy. Naver has launched its own internet browser and Quebec is set to invest in its retail market's digital transition. Google is suffering the after effects of placing brand adverts beside extremist content as large advertising firms begin to pull ads. So far, ads for brands such as Sky, Royal Mail, BBC, and Audi have been removed from Google's search engine results pages as well as from Google's own video site YouTube, with others expected to follow. Meanwhile, the major advertising group Havas has removed a number of ads on behalf of its UK clients on the grounds that they inadvertently helped fund extremist groups. Some brands found that their ads were placed alongside YouTube videos published by the former Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke, which had enough views to garner an advertising payment from YouTube. The chair of the Home First Select Committee accused Google of profiting from hatred online. Google executives will soon meet with UK government ministers to discuss the controversy. Naver has released its own web browser called Whale in an attempt to better compete with Google and Microsoft. The browser was made available to download on the 14th of March with a mobile version expected to follow before the end of 2017. Users of Whale will be able to divide their window so that they can view and work within two separate sites at the same time. They'll also have access to Naver's Papago system, which works in a similar way to Google Translate by offering a translated version of an online document in the user's chosen language. Over the last few months, Naver has been beta testing the browser and collecting user feedback, as well as working to increase the browser's stability online. An investment of around $5 million Canadian dollars is being made into the digital retail industry of Quebec. At the moment, only 14% of retailers in the region have a website from which customers can make direct purchases, a figure which is below the Canadian average. Dominique Anglade, the minister responsible for the digital agenda in Quebec, said that the investment will assist offline businesses in making the transition online. Anglade said that it was important for the government to get involved in the industry so that retailers could make the most of online opportunities. The announcement comes as the Quebec government continues to work with providers to deliver a new high-speed internet service to the state. The government's assistance in creating more opportunities for retailers was welcomed by the Quebec Retail Council, which commented that an increased online presence would allow retailers to sell in Quebec as well as export their know-how and ingenuity around the world. DHL Express has published a report predicting that international cross-border e-commerce will hit $900 billion by 2020. The report predicts that the volume of cross-border sales will increase at a rate of around 25% each year, representing an increase from $300 million to $900 million from 2015 to 2020. DHL Express CEO Ken Allen said that increased sales to international markets is having a positive impact on business growth. He also added that shipping cross-border is much, much easier than many retailers believe, whilst pointing out to Asia and Europe as regions where high-value purchases are being expanded. And finally, Airbnb is looking to increase its presence in Africa. Following a visit to the continent in early March, Airbnb's founder Brian Chesky said that it wanted to double the number of African users on the platform in 2017. He also added that growth is expected to continue far into the future in Africa since it's a relatively under-penetrated market. This follows the news that Airbnb saw a 143% increase in guests in 2016. The top-ranked Airbnb country in Africa is currently South Africa, although the top five cities include locations from all across the continent. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.